Jason, with all the returning guys, which seems to be a bit unusual, can that help you guys early in the season, fast start, or at least get these young guys acclimated?
Oh, yeah. We have a lot of, I guess you'll say, vets this year. They'll help out Miller, Hopkins, George, and Sis. So we're looking for them to help up, step up. They asked me to step up, too, this year. Not really vocally, but help any way I can to help the team out.
Your manager's got a little experience now, too. This isn't his first rodeo anymore. What did you expect to see, a different manager than you did last year?
Probably not. Same guy. Same leader as he always been, energetic, keep the guys upbeat and stuff. Just same guy he's always been.
Do you have goals in mind here? If you finish the season in one place and you started in the same, you don't want to finish in the same, you know what I'm saying? So what are your goals this year, and how do you hope to move up through the system? What do you need to show to move up through the system?
Just be overall a good player, improving my base running a little bit. Just try to be consistent every day. That's the biggest thing. Try to stay healthy. That's the next biggest thing, too, though. But just come out, play every day, give it 100% and everything will help yourself out.
Do you define a position, or is it better for you to be a versatile guy who can move infield, outfield?
Yeah, it's probably better for me to be a versatile guy. Helps with my value as I get older and grow, go throughout the system. But I'll do whatever's best for the team.
How's patience tested?
Who?
How is patience tested?
It's,
if you're, you know, you're here for a second year now, and you know, I know you don't want to be here for too much longer.
Yeah, it's not that bad. I'm really a patient guy already. I realize what the deal was and just try to do the best I can.
Good.
Go.